Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, I just got started on a message I've entitled A House Full of Glory. And there is a call that is going forth across the land. And if we have ears to hear, it is God's Holy Spirit. Even as the bride of Christ, the Spirit and the bride say, come. The voice of the Holy Spirit is saying, build ye the house of the Lord. Yea, build ye my house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Beloved, there was another period of time that the Lord sent a prophet and commanded his people to build his house. And we're going to be looking at the principles, at the dynamics that were in play during this time. And to do so, we will go into the Old Testament book of Haggai, the prophet Haggai, and hear the message that came through this man of God. And I'm going to read the first two verses. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, and this is what the message was, thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Now, while these were very specific words to the people of Israel, you see, they had returned to the land, and they laid the foundation of the Lord's house. Then there was opposition, and then for quite a period of time, many years, because of that opposition, they just stopped and settled into their normal lives, and the word of the Lord came through a prophet, Haggai, and he was speaking the Lord's heart. And there was many things to be learned in this small book of the prophet Haggai. And what we see here in this second verse, the Lord was saying, this is where you people are at. You're saying, well, oh, it's not time. In other words, there's going to come a time. Yes, we're going to build the house of the Lord. We're very much interested in that. But right now, we have other things that we have to attend to. Other things, maybe they wouldn't say it, but really other things they considered more important. And beloved, God has given His church. He's not just talking to evangelists or to pastors. When He gave the Great Commission, it was to all of His people. And if you've listened any length of time, you know that I have said repeatedly, every single one of you listening, if you've accepted Jesus Christ, you are considered an able minister of the gospel of reconciliation. And you have a destiny and you have a ministry. It may not be a public ministry, such as a pulpit ministry or a media ministry, but nonetheless, for the season of your life that you are in right now, in your metron, your circle of influence, depending on where you're at, the responsibilities in your life. You know, a woman raising young children is in a different place than a woman who's retired and her children are grown. Obviously, there are seasons in our lives, but during every season, we have a command from the Lord to be His witnesses and to be willing to share the gospel, not just indiscriminately. I mean, God leads some people to stand on street corners and pass out tracts. That's not necessarily perhaps what God would have you to do, but when he will provide opportunities where you can share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But as we look around us, obviously the conditions we see in our nation, there's such a need of healing. There's such wickedness and evil. 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin. I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. And so to a great extent, it is at the doorstep of the Christians that much of the responsibility must be laid. If we need to see changes and improvements in our land healed, then we have to do the very things that God has required of us, such as turning from our wicked ways, praying, seeking God's face, humbling ourselves. Multitudes of people sit in church congregations and they are totally unaware of the lateness of the hour. They are hearing a social gospel. And beloved, the response of the Israelites when that word of the Lord was given through Haggai, oh, it's not time that the Lord's house should be built. I'll be sharing more as we read in subsequent verses, but it's a picture of today's church age, the Laodicean church. It's a picture of self-satisfaction. Hear what Jesus said in Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. How they viewed themselves was quite different from how the Lord Jesus Christ viewed them. Beloved, as Jesus said in John 4:35, don't say that there are 4 months to the harvest. Look around, the fields are already white unto harvest. Let's go on and reading in that first chapter now of Haggai. And I'm going to start reading at verse 3. So that was their response. Oh, it's not time yet. No, that time will come, but it's not now. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? In other words, they were quite comfortable. They were living at ease. Verse 5 says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put in a bag with holes. Something happens, it's just drained right away. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. The Lord, whom he loves, he rebukes. The Lord is rebuking his people. Just like he said to the Laodicean church, he rebuked them in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And what happens? We experience leanness of soul when we disobey God, when we put our interests, our comforts, our desires before what our Master has commanded of us. We experience a spiritual wilderness, a dryness of soul. We do not walk in the joy of the Lord. Here's Psalm 106:15. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Now, let's look at verse 8. The prophet says, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. That was the command in verse 9 through 11. Basically, there was leanness, there was lack of abundance, there was poverty and drought. They were not in a good condition, but God is saying, go up to the mountain. What does that mean? Well, he was speaking now of literally building a physical house of God. This application for us today is a spiritual application. And he's saying to us, go up to the mountain. What does that mean? Go up to the high place. Go up to a quiet place in God, in your closet of prayer, and seek him. Turn your back on the noise and clamor and the things of this world and go up into the mountain. You know, Moses, when he went up to be with the Lord, he climbed up the mountain. And you know, every mountain, if you've climbed any mountains, there's a lot of effort in climbing a mountain. But oh, once you're there, even in the natural, isn't it a glorious and beautiful sight? If we are willing to inconvenience ourselves, if you will, by climbing the mountain, taking self-sacrifice in terms of prayer, in terms of being disciplined and committed to be faithful in our commitment of prayer, he says, go up to the mountain, go to the high places in God, and seek his face in prayer and waiting upon him, and grow strong in him, which we will, through his presence. And they were commanded to bring wood and build the house. He would take pleasure in it and would be glorified. Well, beloved, he's asking us not to bring wood. He's asking us to bring stone, for he is building a stone tabernacle, not made with hands. And that tabernacle is made up of what he calls lively stones. We're to bring stones to build this latter house. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" 1 Peter 2:5 says, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Well, we'll continue on tomorrow. I pray that you'll be able to be with me. If at any point you miss a broadcast, want to rehear, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I close with my love and affection and assurance of my daily prayers for you, UCM partners, and my radio family. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs, and the announcer will show you how to get in contact with me with you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,